time now to check in with the latest sports results with the head of ABC Radio Sport, Craig Norenbergs. Good morning, Craig.
Good morning. I arrived at work this morning. I have a Christmas card from FIFA sitting on my desk.
Wow. It's
lovely, yeah.
Well, that's probably one of the smaller inducements that FIFA doles out to try and win people's favour.
So nice to get a card with the name printed on it.
And did Seb sign personally?
Wrong and, you know, yeah. There was no signature on it, but I'm sure he's a very busy man.
Well, what a touching gesture.
It was a very touching gesture from FIFA, and they don't give out a lot of stuff for free. Normally, they're Christmas is all year round, and they have
Indeed.
Stuff given to them
yeah.
rather than giving. So nice
Absolutely.
To see FIFA. But the other thing that, of course, we're celebrating at this time of year, of course, is the Ashes winning the third test at the Wacker.
Yeah, and I've asked for all records of my discussion about sport on Friday to be scrubbed, having pretty well given it away early on. It was an amazing scene and a great turnaround.
It was fantastic. I was sitting at the Wacker after day one, talking to the ABC commentary team, and they were so pessimistic, and they were saying, gee, day two is really going to define the Ashes series as to whether, because Australia, of course, have to win the series, not just draw it. And day two was going to be the defining day, and that's what it turned out to be. Mitchell Johnson came out and bowled fantastic spell, taking 5 wickets in very short succession, and the Aussies defiantly, Hussey got a century, so things suddenly turned for them, and England suddenly looked like a team that didn't know what was going on, when for the first two tests they were really on a bit of a rise. But everything could turn when we go to the MCG. It'd be lovely, and I hate saying this because I've got tickets to the SCG test. It'd be nice if we went to the SCG test needing a win.
It would indeed, wouldn't it? Yeah. And I think that is the great thing, that not only was there a victory, but it's really set up the rest of this series to be an absolute cracker with the Australians on form, batting and bowling.
And that's the great thing about test cricket. And I know it has its detractors. And my wife, for example, says 5 days, how can you watch 5 days of that? But things can turn so quickly in test cricket. A couple of wickets here or a century there and things will turn again. But Ricky Ponting is in doubt for the next test because he's fractured his finger.
Yeah, and when will we find out whether he's going to play?
He's been named in the team, so if he has to carry the drinks, we'll probably just find out on the morning. He'll take it that close, and then Michael Clarke might step up and get his big opportunity to be captain in an Ashes test because he's under all sorts of pressure. He's not batting well, but nor is Ricky Ponting. And actually, Ricky Ponting should take a leaf out of Sachin Tendulkar's book. Tendulkar's 37, Ponting's 36. Tendulkar scoring his 50th test century overnight in the test against South Africa.
A great result, Craig Norenbergs. Thank you very much for joining us.
My pleasure.
And on Radio National Summer Breakfast, it's coming up to 8 o'clock. Coming up after 8, we'll have a new album of the week, and we'll also cross for the latest on the Senate's repeal of the Don't Ask, Don't Tell policy in the United States.